sitting in the rear sunroom of New Orleans singer-songwriter Alex McMurray's home on St. Claude Avenue, listening to him pick out a tune on the guitar. It's a pleasant, sunny Friday afternoon. Alex has spent the morning recovering from the previous day's travel, having just returned from a run of shows in the Netherlands.
Basically worked every day or every night, drove, did a lot of driving. And that's it. Went for a walk one day.
McMurray's new album, which was released last month, is called I Will Never Be Alone in This Land. It was recorded at Fudge Studios on Terpsichore and features, to name a few guests, John Mooney, John Cleary, Matt Perrine, Mark Bro, Mike Volker, Charlie Halloran, and Tom Fitzpatrick. The music ranges from the straightforward blues of the title track to the full brass band energy of Me and My Bad Luck.
I've heard from people that they think it's the most New Orleans sounding thing I've done. And it was definitely not conscious, but I can see what they mean, you know. A song like I Can't Wait Till They Turn My Baby Loose, you know, with Mark Bro, having John Cleary on a track and John Mooney. And I mean, you can't escape it when we're here in New Orleans. And the guys that you're going to call are going to sound like New Orleans guys. You know, the tunes aren't really like, you know, Red Beans and Rice or whatever, you know. But maybe, I don't know, maybe some kind of other kind of lunch special.
You mentioned the song I Can't Wait Till They Turn My Baby Loose. I did want to ask you, what's that song about?
That song is taken directly from my life, which is not something I usually do in songs. A couple years ago, I had a back problem. I had a herniated or a ruptured disc or something. So I had to have back surgery. And so I did. And my wife, Courtney, who is, you know, an artist, therefore she was tending bar at the time. She worked over at Mimi's in the Marigny, and she worked there on Monday nights. I was laid up for like a month. That song, I guess was sitting here late one night waiting for Courtney to come home, you know, and that song just popped out, you know. Might have been the Percocet. I don't know. I was on a lot of painkillers. It came pretty fast, I remember, which is usually a good sign.
Do you typically finish a song pretty fast, or what's the toughest part of the songwriting for you?
You know, if a song pops out real fast, you know, melody, lyrics, then you're pretty much home free, you know. You might find out later that you just ripped off another song. That happens a lot. You're like, well, this is, yeah, it's unconscious. You know, you're just like, wow, that sounds really great. It was because you heard it somewhere. You know, I think it's a common thing.
Do you tend to be happier with songs that come out easy or the ones that are more of a slog?
Mostly the ones that are painless. But I'm also really proud of the ones that were a real struggle.
So tell me about the personnel on the record.
Well, I got real lucky. I got to have like some of the greatest people in the world. Like on the brass band tune alone, Me and My Bad Luck, I had Matt Perrine help me out with arranging this tune for like a Dirty Dozen, Nightcrawlers kind of brass band, very up tempo, high energy kind of thing. You know, I sang the line to Matt, and so he's like, yeah, I got what you're going to do. And so he went home and he wrote it all out for like baritone, saxophone, tenor saxophone, trombone, trumpets, sousaphone. All I did was play the acoustic guitar and sing, you know. But to hear this thing take shape around me, it was kick-ass. It was sheer madness. It's unlike anything I've ever done. I'm pretty proud of it.
You've never done a whole brass band type recording
no.
like that before?
No, I mean, I used to play in sort of a quasi-brass band. We had brass band guys, but it was, you know, with drum set and organ and electric guitar.
What group was that?
All That. It was Davis Rogan's band back in the 90s. And so I'm a little bit familiar with, you know, that whole world. But this is the first time I was able to just put that whole style on something.
So explain the album cover to me. It's a blurry nighttime photo of you, and there's this streaky light thing happening with your hand.
Courtney and I were out west this summer for a few weeks, extremely west Texas, western part of Texas, I think, or it might have been New Mexico. So we're camping, and, you know, she has a camera, she's a photographer, and so it's basically a time-lapse photography. That was a flashlight I'm holding, so we had a bunch of these, and they all came out pretty cool. That was, you know, one of the cooler ones. And
So the record release party was a few weeks ago at DBA, right? How'd it go?
It went real well. We had a great crowd, and we actually had a horn section for the first set. Basically played the whole record, and then we had a nice break, and then we went up and played whatever, you know. It was a lot of fun.
So we talked about the possibility of a live performance here for the podcast. The song Diamonds in Your Hand, which is the last track on the record. Can you tell me anything about that song?
That song popped out real fast. It was one of those days in December when you know it's really going to be winter, you know, for real. It was dark, and It was a gloomy day.
And what's it about?
Well, you know, like, it's about, you know, the people that drive you crazy. The only people that can really drive you nuts are the people that love you, you know. And they're going to be the ones that help you. I knew I wanted to get it on the record, and I heard an accordion on it. And so I wanted to get my friend Glenn Hartman to play on it from the New Orleans Klezmer All-Stars. And I knew I was going to be out in California, in the Bay Area, playing and hanging and staying with Glenn. And so Glenn hooked up a recording session, found a studio that he uses for stuff. And we went and just recorded it one evening. Didn't take very long.
Well, you want to play that one now? Sans accordion, of course.
Yeah. The ones that nearly drive you up a wall will be the ones to catch you when you fall. When you run away, they can find you any day. You can never hide forever from a friend. Ones who have some chore for you to do will be the ones to tell you what is true. Even when it hurts, when they drag you through the dirt, they'll be the ones to make you whole again. The ones you love are diamonds in your hands, so hold them just as tightly as you can. The bitter will be sweet, oh, you only got to treat the ones you love like they are diamonds. Come by a diamond every day. They're sometimes very far away. But whenever you're alone and a long, long way from home, just remember there's a diamond shining somewhere. You can take these diamonds everywhere you go. You can hide them in the lining of your coat. And when that coat grows thin, well, you can cash those diamonds in, as long as there's enough for you to share. The ones you love are diamonds in your hand. So hold them just as tightly as you can. The bitter will be sweet, oh, you only got to treat the ones you love like they're diamonds in your hand. The ones you love, well, they're diamonds in your hand.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.